Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 288, Power Rangers in Space, episode 38, Mission to Secret City or The Secret City?
Just Secret City.
Just one, you know, any
No Secret definite City. Article. It aired November 12th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Koichi Sakamoto, and that's how we pronounce it, I'm pretty sure. And to help us talk about this episode, we have another special guest, our buddy Raymond.
Hey! And yeah, that sounded, Koichi sounded great. Good job.
Yes. Yeah. Had to ask the internet like 100 times, so we finally got one. welcome to the show.
Thank you.
When we have guests, we normally ask them a couple questions. So the first is, how did you get into Power Rangers?
I got in it from pretty much, I guess, the very beginning. I have to assume because it debuted on like Saturday morning Fox, and I had been watching the X-Men animated series, that there was all the promotion and lead up to it and everything. So I definitely saw like the premiere episode on the Saturday morning premiere, and then decided that that would be my life. well, not really, but you know, followed it pretty religiously the first, I guess, four seasons. I first dropped off slightly towards the end of Zeo, just because of like being like not able to catch it after school,
right.
Stuff like that. And then, so my mom would starting like in the second season, she was like online, and like she would look things up for me. And so like she actually was on like these message boards where they were like sharing like the next year's Super Sentai and talking about how, you know, this is going to be next year's Power Rangers. So yeah, that was super cool. And then, so like, by the time I was like, you know, I hadn't watched all of the end of Zeo, and then she was telling me all about the next year was going to be Cars. And I'm like, well, Power Rangers is done.
You had a good run, guys.
Oh, I like Cars though.
I like Jacket.
One of my things is I don't like Zords that are like just vehicles. Like, I like them to be other things, you know?
Right.
So that anytime they're just vehicles, I'm pretty disappointed. Spoiler alert, I hate all the in-space Zords so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, in-space Zords aren't super great.
Well, V5 is a man.
Yeah. Two of the Megazords are, or I guess, they're just like Zords. They're not like, they don't have parts. I mean, one of them has a head that comes off.
Yeah, Mega Winger just has a backpack.
Right. And the one that has the parts, be perfectly honest here, it looks like a dollar store knockoff Megazord.
Yeah. What, you're talking about Mega Voyager?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does definitely look like Megan Zords.
It's feeling like vacuums.
Well, they did that once. That was Zeo. That was the start of Zeo, which is vacuum feet.
But yeah, so I mean, that's not Power Rangers' fault. You know, they only got what they, you know, they can only work with what they get.
Right.
They can do some of their own stuff, but they're not going to make up their own Megazords. Although they do get pretty inventive this year in terms of things that they do make up. But anyway. Yeah, so I watched, you know, I watched season 2 and 3 the most as a kid, mostly because those are the ones that my mom had made, like, consecutively ordered VHS tapes of the episodes. And she had, like, random episodes of the first season, but because she had started, like, later, like, she would, like, catch them when they were on reruns, and so it was harder to get all of them. This was back in the dark ages, people.
Yeah. No DVR, no Wikipedia to check out episode guides.
She set up her VCR on a timer to record every episode of Power Rangers as it aired, and then would later go and redub those in order on VHS, because she's the best damn mom.
That sounds amazing. That is crazy.
Yeah. So
our next question is, what is your favorite season of Power Rangers?
To be honest, Mighty Morphin 3.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I was not ready for that one.
Right. Well, so I came prepared. Yes,
good. Defend yourself.
Yes, part of it is I watched it so much as a kid. But also, it was really the first foray into long-form storytelling, and that you could there's still like cockamamie stuff that comes out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
But you can tell that they had to plan that whole season.
That is true, because everything kind of fell into place for them. But yeah, there was a lot of like legwork they had to do to get there.
Right, because they started out with the Sentai's second set of Zords. So that was on purpose. They did a miraculous job of turning that thing with five Rangers that didn't line up with their six Rangers, and they made it work. Like, there were definitely some things that stuck out, like Tat sharing a Shogun Zord with Tommy.
Yeah.
And the toy Titanus.
I forgot about that.
that was my first email to you guys, too.
Yeah.
So, not just that, but, that was also kind of Amy Jo Johnson's swan song for the show, and she really, put in the work as an actor.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and it just felt like a story. And it felt like there were stakes. Like Kimberly, I thought I could tell when they had the whole thing with Kim's mom going to France, like, okay, they're getting ready for her to go. But it's like I when she was dying or whatever, I was like, are they gonna kill her? Is she gonna lose all her power and die?
Right, yeah. So
that was intense. And the previous season, they had at the beginning, they had tried to do a thing with Lord Zedd's trying to take out the Green Ranger, but that just basically only factored into Lord Zedd saying that was his plan, but
right.
Send another monster, and oh yeah, he's gonna drain the Green Ranger's powers, and that was it for six episodes.
So who is your favorite Power Ranger up to this point in the show?
I mean, I gotta say Billy.
Okay.
Yeah, answer. I mean, he's the nerd. I'm the nerd. Yeah. I mean, I always definitely identified with him on that level. And so, yeah, I mean, the thing I really liked was that the Rangers were all his friends. But they wasn't he had to change himself to be friends with them. You know, right. they just connected with him on his level, and that was fine.
Yeah.
I definitely see why he's a lot of people's favorite character for that reason.
Yeah, for sure. With all that out of the way, I think we are going to go watch Mission to Secret City now.
All right.
Let's rock it. And we're back, and we just watched a Mission to Secret City, or Mission to Secret City? Mission to Secret City. No articles.
Missions to the Secret City.
And I thought it was very good. I had a very good time with this episode.
It was a good one.
So I don't know if you guys remember, but I'm that guy who isn't the biggest fan of In Space. I don't hate it. I don't dislike it, but I had a lot of issues with it.
Sure.
But I think a lot of why it gets regarded so highly is in comparison to Turbo.
Yeah.
And also, I have not watched, prior to this, I hadn't watched any In Space other than my first watch through 2 years ago. I have to say, though, I picked this episode just because of one dumb thing, but there was a lot that I really liked in this episode. There was also a lot of dumb things.
But it is an episode of Power Rangers, after all.
It is still Power Rangers. There's no getting away from that. But I did very much enjoy one very weird minor thing. Well, I guess not minor. It's kind of a major thing in the episode. Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So sajkandjosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be awesome. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, and we really appreciate it. And that's the whole spiel, getting it out of the way, so we can jump right in. Are you guys ready to talk about this particular mission to Secret City?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We start off with the Psycho Rangers showing up.
yeah.
Well, actually, first they're on the ship, and they get a reading from some strange reading in the warehouse district. And I want to know, which one? Is this the regular warehouse district or the abandoned one?
Yeah, there are two discrete warehouse districts, but also this looked like suburbs to me. I don't know if that was just me.
Yeah, well.
It could have been anywhere outside at night.
Yeah, it was nighttime.
Right, so it's Cassie, Andros, and TJ on the bridge. And one thing I noticed when they turn around is they have this like Windows 3.1 email icon on the back of their jacket.
the little envelope. Yeah.
Okay. And then it was on their Ranger suit belts later. So I guess that's where they got it from. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know why.
It's an M.
It's an M.
Yeah. For Mega. That's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, it's kind of M-ish. I also don't really like the Mega Ranger suits. So there's that.
I do really like them. This is a very contentious episode, apparently.
I think I would like them better if they didn't have that stupid head bubble. Like, I know, like, it has to do with, like, the Mega Rangers' powers, but in Power Rangers, they don't use it, and it just looks odd.
Ashley's used hers, like, three times almost.
She did scan an enemy
last episode
to find out that the weak point is its brain.
You didn't... you're not watching along with us, right? Are you?
No, I haven't had a chance. Well, like, this is the first in-space episode I've watched since, like, 2 years ago. So, yeah.
Okay. So, the last episode, just so you know, nothing happened. It was bad and terrible. Our episode on it has not come out yet because we're recording way ahead. But
right.
just skip it. All you need to know is that Astronema is amassing an army. That's her plan.
Oh, okay.
And we will find out that that's what the context is. That's literally it. Nothing else from that episode is important.
Okay, yeah, because one of my questions was, well, there's no introduction here. Like, there's no, like, Astronema scene at the beginning, like, oh, here's my evil plan. You know, I'm jumping ahead a little, but, like, the monster just shows up on its own. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So up until the very end, I was like, okay, is Astronema not even in this episode? But anyway.
She shows up real late. But anyway, there are ghost psychos that we need to address.
Yeah.
They are in the abandoned warehouse district, or maybe the regular warehouse district. It's unclear. And the three that were on the bridge go down to check it out, and one of them goes through Cassie, and she's like, oh, and I thought she was going to get possessed.
Right. And also the shot lead before that is like a tracking shot along the ground, which is normally like cinematic language for something from the ground is going to attack you, not something from the air.
Right.
But whatever.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is still Power Rangers. Sometimes they gotta throw you those curveballs that make zero sense.
So that's Sentai footage too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both Sentai footage. Yeah.
All this stuff is Sentai footage, yeah. So the psychos are like in ghost form, and they go to, like, one of them, like, tries to punch TJ, and one of them kicks through Andros.
Yeah, they're all trying to beat up the Power Rangers, but they can't make any physical contact because they're spookums.
And the Rangers don't even know they're there. They just cast it, oh, it's like a cold breeze went through me. And they're like, oh, I hate that we're ghosts now. We're going to kill these Rangers one day.
And Psycho Red does his one character trait, I will kill the Red Ranger sometime.
And then the Rangers are like, okay, well, nothing's going on. Let's leave. And so they leave, and then the psychos just, like, fly up into the air.
Andros is like, I'm ready to leave. TJ, what do you think? And just turns and, like, points to him in this very over-the-top gesture of, like, do you think it's time to go, TJ? And I get that they're, like, body acting because you can't see their faces. But it's just weird when you try to put it into a regular context.
It's a little
much. You know how when I'm talking to you, Jake, and I just point at you the whole time?
Yeah.
I don't want there to be any confusion.
I have it here that the Psycho Rangers are trapped in that one Macintosh screensaver.
Yeah. Oh, poor guys. I didn't remember this even a tiny bit. I thought they died and then that was it. But I'm glad that they're back. We'll see them one more time this episode. It's not super important in this episode. But
so did the Psychos, did they die in the previous episode or before that? I know, like...
They died two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the most recent one that you guys had was, like, Pink died. That's the most recent one that went up, so...
Yeah, has Blue dying not gone... No, Blue died has also gone up, I think.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I don't.
Yeah, I think I don't remember. And so the next one should be.
The next one's where they all die.
Yeah. And then they just slam the brakes on the story for a minute.
Yeah.
And then we're in this episode.
Yep.
All righty. Well, yeah, I vaguely remembered the whole psychos coming back as ghosts thing. So that wasn't like a surprise to me, but like still, I thought it would have had some context in this episode. Although this might also be one of those things where it's explained in the previously and or the next time segments.
Which that very much might be the case.
A really weird way to do television, guys.
Yep. I agree. It is such a and why they're if it's that important, why they're not included on anything else. I mean, I guess they're on the DVDs, but Netflix is like, nah, they'll figure it out.
I think they keep that up for Lost Galaxy too, if I'm not mistaken. Because I remember when I was when I watched however many episodes, like 13 or 14. I would just skip them because I didn't want them to spoil the next episode for me.
Yeah. We go to the theme song, and when we come back, we are at a mall, a different mall from the 3 episodes ago mall, because that was more of a Tony Hawk Pro Skater level. This is more of a mall.
I think it's outside of a children's museum, because there's a sign.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Grove. It's a partial sign, but I think it says something Angel Grove Children's Museum. I have two things I wanted to say about the theme song.
Okay.
One, the beginning I like, and then it sounds like about a third of the way through, Ron Wasserman died and was replaced by an intern. Because the beginning part is great, and then, okay, honest to God, can you justify go Power Rangers, go Power Rangers, go Power Rangers, go fly?
No.
Go fly, go.
No, yeah. I can't justify that because this is space and you don't do any flying. I mean, you do flying in space, but not enough to put it in a theme song.
But also just the I mean, I didn't try to sing it because I'm going to spare you guys that, but just
thank you.
it honestly sounds like two different songs that were stitched together, and also one of them was written by an intern.
Yeah, and then there's that weird dip in it where it's a fake out ending, and then there's a whole nother like chorus again, and we're like, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Like, how about you,
here we are.
How about you go back to the good part for the ending instead? But and then the other thing is the other part I did like is when it's going Rangers in space. The way it says Rangers always makes me think of original movie Zordon when he comes back to life.
When he comes back to life, yeah.
I see that. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, that is exactly what I think of every single episode. It was Rangers.
Yeah, that was.
I'm not convinced that's not the same soundbite.
It's just him. Rangers. What if he said that in the movie? Rangers in space, and everyone's like, "What are you talking?
No.
What are you talking about?
God, you come back in 3 years, you'll know.
We know you're dead, Zordon? But just like, guy, you're being so weird right now, Zordon."
When we come back, they're at this mall or the children's museum. They're having lunch. They're having like Chinese food, I think.
Yes. Yes, that will be important.
Yeah, well, important.
I oddly have the most notes about this scene.
A lot happens. Number one, Sylvie is back, which I am just elated. I love that they brought Sylvie back.
Yeah, she's back. She's got episode 2 hair.
Yeah, her hair's totally different.
She hasn't been around in the intervening episodes.
Nope, not once. Not since Carlos on call.
Okay, because when she showed up earlier, I was a little confused because I'm like, wait, I know, I remember the Carlos blackmail plot, but I also remember like this little kid doing the thing that she does this episode. I'm like, is it a different kid? What's going on here? But okay.
No, it's the same. They brought her back after 5 episodes, and I sort of love it. In the first one, we didn't mention it because it didn't seem important, but her hair was black and her hair is blonde now. And I think she had a wig on or whatever to footage match, but there was no footage matching in that episode.
If there was, it was real slick.
It was good. But yeah, she's a little blonde now. And I liked that Carlos and by extension, the other Rangers are still like hang out there. Like they took her to the children's museum or there's like a field trip or something. I don't know. That would be kind of weird, but like, that's just nice. It's like, oh, this character is still in the world and she's not just put on a bus and sent to space.
Right. So is she still hanging around them because does she still think she's blackmailing Carlos?
No, that got resolved.
That's resolved. Now they're just like they're just friends now because like her older brother had died, and so Carlos, I guess, is like kind of stepping into that role.
Yeah, he also like has older brother experience. Justin. Yeah. So.
Right on. The thing, so I have a lot of notes about, their food. So first,
yeah,
I like that everybody's using chopsticks because this is, you know, I guess this is the analog to LA. So these so they might have, like, so I live in San Francisco and I'm super white, but I've eaten at Chinese restaurants since I was literally a kid. So I use chopsticks like, not even a thing. Like I use chopsticks. I use chopsticks for a lot of other things in Chinese food just because they're easier for some things. So I like that they're all using them like it's no big deal. Although also in my experience, they would have all had to ask for them because, except for Cassie, because if you go to a Chinese restaurant and you're white, they will give you a fork.
All the Chinese restaurants back in New Hampshire, because there aren't a ton near us in Austin that I have found that are, because I guess they're like different down here, because we have like a Chinese barbecue place that is very good but not anything like the Chinese takeout places that I'm used to.
No, but it's either that like fancier restaurant style or like buffet, your food's been under the lights all night.
Yeah,
so those are our options down here.
I'm not into food poisoning so much, so I usually stay away from those. But like, I don't remember them ever giving us chopsticks, and that's fine because my hands just will not accept them. I just use a fork like an animal. Sometimes I like, depending on what it is, I'll just use my hands. Cause like I'm not here to impress anybody.
But so everybody's using chopsticks. Of course, Andro, and I like that also Andro is the one who can't because he's a big dumb alien.
He doesn't even know what a garage is.
They don't have chopsticks on KO35.
No. I wish they had given him those training chopsticks where it's like a cute little animal like holding the two together at the end. But no. I don't like that like one of the Rangers asks, oh god, what's Yellow's name? Ashley. Can you pass me those? You can name a dish that's not, there's no trademarks on like.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah. Well, no, that's TJ, isn't it? That asked that.
I forget who asked that. Because Ashley's the one who passed it.
Because Ashley's teaching. Because I know TJ asked for something, and I thought it was those. Because Ashley's teaching Andros how to use chopsticks. But yeah, there is. It's not like you can say spare ribs. That's public domain as far as I know.
Pass the rice, like that's not hard.
Part of me wonders if it's like part of the whole Saban like erasing Asian culture thing. Well,
he's the one who chose to make this Chinese food.
Yeah, but
well, I guess he's not technically, but
yeah, but I don't know. It's weird. So yeah, Andros is trying to eat a whole thing of plain white rice with chopsticks, and it's like, you know, that's
he's training up for sumo.
That's not what the rice is for.
Yeah, it's like a bed. You use that to like help other things,
right? And then the other thing is, so Ashley gives him some with the chopsticks and then hands a container back to him. And then he tries to use them. And it's like, neither she nor he noticed the container was empty until.
It had one bite left in it.
Well, no, cause so he gave him the last bite and then handed the container back to him. And then he tried to use the chopsticks the way she showed him. And it was empty. It's like, did you not see that? Why are you trying to teach him how to use chopsticks on an empty container? I know that's like a whole food prop thing in television, but still, it was weird.
Yeah, and nobody wants to eat on TV because if you have to do it multiple times. Not that there's a lot of takes in Power Rangers, you know, usually, but if you have to do a lot of multiple takes, like you don't want to be like, oh, let me eat this half a tomato every time.
You saw that weird dainty bite of cookie that Andros had last episode.
Yeah, in the last episode, he had a cookie and he basically scraped it with his teeth and then chewed that. Good cookie.
I just want the flavor, none of the consistency.
He's on that sniff diet or whatever.
Yeah. So then a monster attacks, it jumps down, and I, for the life of me, two things, cannot figure out what his name is.
Back scratcher.
I don't think it's that. And I cannot figure out what his animal that he is.
I don't think he's an animal. I think he's just shapes and cyber energy.
He looks weird. His name is Vaxacker.
What even is that?
Okay, I kept hearing backstacker, and I'm like, okay, he's not stacking anything on its back.
In the front or the back.
Right, well, so I guess his thing is he sucks up people.
And he stacks them in the secret city.
Right, but it would have been cool if, like, when they showed up on the other end, they were actually, like, sealed in a giant plastic bag. But, of course, that would require, like a budget. So
yeah, that you'd take some probably, like, a couple of dollars for that, and Saban just will not. If he doesn't have to.
Well, no, he had to save it all for the CG we get later.
I see. I also heard backstacker every time. Oh, guys. This is, oh boy. So I also heard backstacker. Like, I was thinking like a stack as in like a, like amplifier, like slang for an amplifier. And I was like, but he's not a sound guy.
No, I guess his head could kind of be like a speaker hole.
I don't know.
But he's just...
He's the weirdest Mega Man X villain there is. Bulk and Skull show up, and they have a gun. They have, like, an alien blaster. Well, they think they do. Bulk has it. And Josh said, that's just a toaster.
Yeah, I was looking at it as an alpha invention, so I was like, oh, that's a toaster.
But then it actually is just a toaster.
I swear to God, I had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action figure that had an accessory just like that. Except instead of toast, it shot out pizzas. But
oh, I definitely had.
Oh
that.
Yeah,
I know exactly
sure, yeah.
The toy you're talking about. And those pizzas lasted 5 minutes before I could never find them again.
Yeah. They disintegrated in the air.
But also, if it was making toast the whole time, wouldn't it have gotten hot?
Well, there's like a separate.
There's a handle.
Yeah, it's a toaster
gun. So I guess old Gans can just like fire his toast off whenever it's ready.
Yeah. It seems very convenient to him and no one else.
Although it did take him until right now to realize it was his toaster and not an alien ray gun.
And this is their only scene.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, it's weird because the monster zaps them and they disappear, but we don't ever get to see what happens to them.
Well, maybe to be continued. Hold that thought for next time.
Okay.
The monster zaps, like, there's this ray and it just disappears people. They just, like, disappear, including... he gets Carlos, Andros, and Sylvie, and then the other Rangers, like, see people disappearing, so they morph, and people get blasted, and it, like, goes through them, and their suits protect them, which I think is a real nice touch, that, like, their suits do something.
Yeah, because usually it's just they're in their suits so we can use the other footage.
Yeah.
Now. Oh, so I have one thing about the morphing. When they're pressing the buttons, it goes, like, 3-3 real fast, and then it's like, do-do-do-do-do. 5. It's like, that's a little weird. And then the other thing is, I'm pretty sure I remember through the whole season of In Space, that's the only number combination they use. And it's like, why do you even have 9 numbers if you're just going to use 1 combination? Like, just...
Well, it's like a lock.
Right, but...
Yeah,
it's a secret code.
But it's like, I remember reading that in Mega Ranger, like, the other... Like, they used other codes to do other things, like call their Zords or whatever. It's like, that why, then they would already have footage of that. Why would they not use it? I could be wrong, but that just seemed like
a
really weird choice.
Yeah. With Zeo, they switched and they gave up the tradition of trying to keep the old suits because it just got too difficult. So they're like, well, let's switch suits. But I feel like they're kind of clinging to the old Zord call still. So they didn't maybe want to go over that with a combination and just like, well, we'll just call them like we always have.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's that, like, they didn't think about it too much because they only had the 2 things. So I guess 1 thing seemed better than 2 because they never use any of their other stuff. They use the blade arm, but they just summon that and it's only been twice. And like whenever they use their scanner or the cell phone, whatever Cassie has in her head, like it just does it. So I don't know. Maybe they just decided against having it, you know, more of them. But I would have really liked that because it's neat that there is like a thing you have to do to get them like that. That's pretty neat to me.
Right. Because like in Magiranger, they have like, you know, they press different buttons on their like cell phone morphers and to do different spells, which, yeah, I know. But they kept that. They kept that for Mystic Force. So it's like, that makes sense.
they learned their lesson. They're like, oh man, people were really disappointed that the numbers didn't do anything in InSpace. let's make it up now in what is a very, I've heard good and bad things about it, but most of the bad things are, man, that theme song is bad.
It's the only season I've watched in between InSpace and Dino Charge. It's the only season I've watched all of.
Okay.
It's got a lot of good things and it's got a lot of really weird things.
Yeah.
Like just weird choices. It definitely fell victim to like the cult of the Red Ranger thing.
Right.
He's like the most important person, even though he's like a block of wood.
Sure. They will revisit that in Megaforce.
Yeah. I mean, Andros is kind of a wet noodle, so.
A little bit. This episode has a very much the start of the Red Ranger, not the start of, but like the cementation of the Red Ranger is the number one, because they get just a.
I thought Ashley was number one.
Well, she's number one at doing backflips on her surfboard. So anyway, we cut to this secret city, the titular secret city, and everybody's waking up. We will not see Bulk Skull or Old Cans, so don't even worry about.
Don't even look for him.
Don't even try to look for him. Carlos wakes up first.
I wrote down that they got transported to the IKEA floor lamp dimension.
Yeah. Yep. So Carlos wakes up first and he yells for Sylvie and then Andros, and Sylvie's like, I'm over here. And so he goes and finds her, and everybody else is waking up, and then Andros finds them shortly after that. And
I think he was with Sylvie. I think him and Sylvie walked up to Carlos together.
Maybe. I don't quite remember all, because every... This is not as important as when he's like, all right, Sylvie, stay here behind this lamp. And then they dive roll over a hedge.
Yeah, that was real stealthy, guys.
Right? Yeah, very incognito. Yeah,
that won't draw any attention to us.
So then Ecliptor comes up and he's like, you are all astronomers now. And everyone seems to be mostly cool with it.
Because well, they're the only just like yelling and screaming, but Quantrons are coming up and cuffing them. So.
Yeah.
I think they're all just in awe of how cool Ecliptor is, because Ecliptor is the coolest.
He's very cool.
Everything should have more Ecliptor in it.
I'm
not going to backtalk Cyber Dad.
Yeah. Carlos and Andros fight some Quantrons because they're the Power Rangers, so they're like obligated to. They're not just going to like let this happen. And one of the Quantrons knocks off the, I do not know what it's called.
Battleizer?
Is that what the actual wrist thing is called?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that's what like the ability is called, but I didn't know that's what the actual item is.
And before that, so Andros is wearing like a red button-down shirt that's unbuttoned. And like when he's fighting, like he gets his arms like trapped in his sleeves like a lot. It's like, dude, either button your shirt or like throw it off. Like you're not going to fight.
Yeah, get rid of it.
So... bad tactics there.
Yeah, they did try to morph, and it didn't work because the force field is blocking the morph signal.
Right, of course.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that's going to come up in a weird way later.
Well, that's what the whole mission is. So that's what
has to... Yeah, I need to talk about that at the end of the mission.
Okay, so the Battleizer gets knocked off, and it lands at Sylvie's feet, and she grabs it and puts it in the secret compartment that all dolls have in their back, I guess.
Yeah, it would be for batteries, but she didn't have any this time.
I missed that. So she put Battleizer there. How did they not see her holding this? But I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, she like tucks it in its spine.
Yeah. I think probably just up under its clothes.
No, because she like is going in the back, and then when she gets it later, she pulls it out of the back. It's like a lot of them have like this is where the voice box is, but this is not a voice box doll.
I was gonna say
like.
If it was a talking doll, then that would be where you change the batteries. But
yeah, but it I don't know. It's just a hole that she made for keeping stuff.
Right. So also, I something I noticed in this scene is they only have instrumental music. Like, are there no like fight songs in all of InSpace?
Not unless they're in the Zords.
Yeah, I think they kind of moved past fight songs with lyrics at the end of Turbo. Because
they have the, like,
that
Go Fly song, but that's mostly just Zord fight stuff.
Yeah, is it even during
right, that is a literal crime.
Or is it just the transformation?
I know it's been in some Zord fights, but not a ton. But it is a crime because that is Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Is this dumb songs for no reason.
Right, although... Now that I think about it, I'm not sure if, like, Dino Charge had any, but oh well.
I don't know. I only watched 3 episodes of Dino Charge. Yeah.
Well, there's probably, I don't know. I have very mixed feelings on Dino Charge.
Well, we'll have you back on in 7.5 years, I think. So the other Rangers are looking for Andros and Carlos and Sylvie. They're on the ship and they find the secret city. It's not a secret if they just found it away,
weird,
guys.
Because they're scanning for them and they just pull them up on the screen no problem.
There they are.
So the force field only blocks morphing energy,
yeah,
I
so
guess.
So they see it and they see an antenna and they're like, that's obviously got to be controlling the force field. There's nothing else that could be doing it. So Alpha gives them, now they have a mission.
Yeah, they do
to
say,
the secret city.
We have to go take that. Or we have to, I think TJ says if Carlos and Andros can get that antenna out, then the force field will go down. And then Ashley's like, well, we can't talk to them. Like, there's no way we can tell them that.
We can't get them there.
TJ's like, well, we'll just get captured and go in. And Deck is like, that's a bad idea.
So Alpha packed him a lunch. There's like some chips and a little sandwich and a gun and some bombs.
Yeah, just smuggle this gun in your backpack. That'll be
fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. And I liked it that Alpha did give the detonators to destroy it. So that makes sense. And there was like a tracker or like a probe or a drone or whatever to find it. And then he's like, and also your astro blasters, just in case you need to shoot people because you don't have powers.
I mean, that I thought was actually like one of the things I really liked about this episode was the Rangers doing like basically being all Splinter Cell without their powers.
Yeah, it was like spy stuff. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And does Cassie always have those tactical glasses?
Nope, this is the first time we've seen them.
Okay. I mean, they worked, but okay.
Yeah, so they go down to Earth, and I didn't do what was Cassie wearing, did I?
I don't think you did.
Okay, so what was Cassie wearing? She's got a light pink blouse on and white pants, and then we'll say this is why I forgot to do it earlier, is because she has these weird tactical glasses on for no reason. They're not sunglasses because they're yellow, like, they don't block sun, as far as I can tell.
I thought they were pink tinted.
I think they're pink tinted.
Well, I'm a little colorblind, so maybe they could be any color. So they get captured right away by basically walking up behind the monster going, hey, monster. And he turns around and captures him. And then he's like, got him. Did it. I'm the best. Number one for Vax sucker. Vacuum boy. What's his name?
Vaxacker.
Vaxacker?
Vector Man.
for suck armadillo. I should
nope.
No. Let's
nope.
Go back.
We're gonna just not do that.
Okay.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. That could go really wrong. Yeah, guys.
Okay. Moving on. So they are in there. They like get away from the Quantrons. They like go find a nice little corner to like hide out in. And Cassie pulls out a flare gun. And I was like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah. No. At first, I thought she was just pulling out a freaking revolver.
Right.
Like, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Well, the blasters don't seem to be working, so we're going to try bullets.
We're going to try real guns now.
Oh, before that, so they got captured by themselves, but when they wake up, they're, like, surrounded by a bunch of other people also waking up. So it's like, okay, were they, like, on a timer? But the other thing is, when the Quantrons are leading away all these randos, they're all cuffed behind their backs. But the Rangers got cuffed in front. It's like, okay, so these Quantrons are like the A team. The Quantrons from earlier are like the screw up.
they're the just the people who are about to wash out.
Yeah.
They haven't yet, but they're not going to be long for this world. So Cassie fires a probe. I don't remember what they called it. I thought she was firing a flare to be like, here's where we are, everybody. But and I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But it's this little like parachute. You guys see the Hunger Games? I know you've seen it, Josh.
Yes.
Raymond, you seen the Hunger Games?
Yeah, like the gift thingies.
The little like presents that float down. That's what this is. So I'm on to you, Suzanne Collins. It like floats down and it like TJ pulls out like a tiny cell phone and he's like hitting some buttons. He's like, all right, come on, come on, come on. And it finds the satellite and so it's like, okay, there it is. Let's go. And I guess that gives them like a location that they can track.
It was just a picture of it.
It was the same picture from earlier.
And he's just like, come on, find it. And so it shows him a picture and he's like, yes.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah, just do like one of those like green on black line maps or something.
Yeah, right. Just like some grids. Like I don't need to know what you're doing, but like just a picture doesn't help anybody. We cut back. Before we do, they run to go find it, and a bunch of Quantrons show up, and Ash is like, I will stay here. You guys go ahead. And so Ashley stays back to fight them, and Ashley, like, does some very good fighting in this bit. She is, like, kind of my favorite fighter of this season because of how ruthless she is. Like,
yeah.
Like, she doesn't do anything fancy. Like, she elbowed one in the throat and then shoved one's head into a wall.
Yeah, when she says, you guys go on and I'll hold them off, she has a gun and she goes to shoot and it gets knocked out of her hands. And I'm like, oh, good job, yeah. Ashley. But then she holds them off anyway. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, crap, good job, Ashley.
Yeah, so she has the one gun, which Alpha said that he had given them plural guns. So I was like, okay, why is there only one? And then she, like, yeah, she totally screws up with it. So I was like, well, maybe you shouldn't have left her with the gun, but she did all right.
Yeah, and she does real good holding them off. And then we cut to the other Rangers and Sylvie, and they're in, like, a food court or whatever, like, in a mall somewhere, and they're all, like, holed up, and they
a
all
secret
have,
mall.
Yeah, in a secret mall secret in Secret
mall,
City.
Secret City, secret mall.
Yeah. And this mall is real cool. You got to know there's a flyer. It's in code. But trust me, this mall has all the good shops. So they're
all
like,
hanging out. It has a secret Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, a Victoria's double secret. this is where the good stuff is. They're just hanging out in, like, this food court, and Clippy comes up and grabs three Quantrons and just like, hey guys, come on, you're the three good ones from this group, so let's go.
I thought, because he just comes in and he's like, you three come with me. I thought he meant Andros, Carlos, and Sylvie.
Yeah, does he not know what they look like?
He's gotta at least know what the Power Rangers look like,
right?
I mean, maybe his brain's been scrambled with all of this, like, dying and being rebuilt.
Maybe.
But yeah, this rewiring just took out, like, the only thing he can't remember is what Andros looks like, because I know he would know at least that.
Well, they probably targeted Andros specifically, at least in Astronema.
Yeah, so
just, like, wipe that out.
Oh, for sure, yeah. So they, like, they kind of sneak off, and, well, Carlos goes over to Sylvie, and she's like, hey, your friend dropped this, and hands him the Battleizer, and he's like, and she's like, so he's a Power Ranger, too? And he's like, well.
He's like, shut up right now, little girl. He's like, he spends this whole episode almost moon yelling at Sylvie.
I don't think he did.
I feel like he kind of wants to.
I think he's just very worried, because she is under his protection. Like, he's like, yeah, Sylvie's mom, I'll take her to the Children's Museum, and now, oops, she's kidnapped to Secret City, and so now he's on the hook for that.
But also, like, she hasn't given up his secret, so why is he worried if she knows that Andros is a Ranger?
Maybe he just, yeah, I don't, that doesn't make a ton of sense, but I think it's just kind of a, like, hey, just keep it,
yeah,
keep,
just be
keep
cool.
A secret, keep
be
it
cool,
safe.
Sylvie, damn.
So, Andros, Andros comes up and finds them, and he gives it to Andros, and he's like, yeah, Sylvie found this. And Sylvie's right there, but he's talking as if she's not for a second.
She's off camera for a minute, and Andros is like, Andros is like, well, do you think? And he's like, oh, yeah. And then the camera, like, pans a little bit, and you just see Sylvie with this cheese grin on her face.
And she does that, like zip and lock it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, like, I like Sylvie. I want Sylvie to come back all the time.
Sylvie's a pretty good minor, what I thought was a one-off character.
Yeah, why couldn't Sylvie have been the Blue Ranger last year? So they're talking about the Battleizer, and he's like, do you think it'll work in here? And he's like, yeah, number one should if number two doesn't, because number two is lasers, which I only barely remember. Number one is the punch.
Number one is power. Number two is more power.
Number three, you can't do number three.
I don't know why they called it, like, numbers, because it's like, as if, like, that's the name of it. Like, why can't you just say, like, level one, level two?
It's weird. Yeah, it says, like, this one gives you more power, but, like, no, that one's definitely a special move.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't just make you a little stronger. So it is a confusing system.
So Andros,
because Sylvie asks about number three, and Carlos is like, not now, Sylvie. And then looks at Andros and goes, what about that three, though?
Yeah. And Andros is like, I can't do number. Don't ask me about number three.
He's never. He's like, I've never had to press it. I don't know.
I don't know what number three does. And he seems
nervous. It's his first time. Be go easy on him.
Yeah. So he hits number one, and his fist glows because he's Iron Fist now. And he punches through the shackles, and it breaks them off entirely. He doesn't just break through the chain. And I was like, okay. And he does it to his own in this like kind of like sweep motion. And it's just, it's funny to watch because it's like, oh, you just punched your handcuffs off. That's okay. That's where we are in Power Rangers now.
I mean, they're not going to go the breaking his own wrist route. So, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you got to do what you got to do if you're not going to go whole hog. So we come back to TJ and Cassie, and they're fighting off some more Quantrons on like a different landing. And they get up to the roof and they go to plant some detonators, and like they get it and they're like, yeah, all right. And then a bunch of like 100 Quantrons show up. And two of them are, no, do we move? Hold on. According to my notes, and I don't remember this. Apparently, before the Quantrons show back up, we cut back to Carlos and Andros, who are fighting Vaxacker?
Yes.
When did he get to Secret City?
I guess he showed up.
Did he zap himself?
He can probably just teleport there. You can go in and out of your own dimension, even though this is a secret city.
It's so secret. It's not a very secret city.
And what does he need? What does he need to do there? I mean, his whole purpose.
Yeah, he needs to fight the Power Rangers.
To take people there.
Yeah, he can't take people there if he's there.
Yeah.
It might be like word got back that like people are fighting off and like trying to escape, so Astronomer just gave the order to like get the monster in there. Because yeah. we will see her watching, and we know that she has a hand in this because Ecliptor is there calling shots.
Yeah. So then we come back to the roof, and Quantrons show up and kick Cassie off, and she grabs onto the railing and it's just like dangling there. And then TJ gets kicked off immediately afterwards, and they're like, "Oh, like this isn't good for us." But then TJ does like this real awesome spy move where he just blows up the detonators anyway.
Now here is my problem with this.
Yeah,
the force field was stopping them from morphing.
Yep.
It takes them an awful long time after it blows up to try to morph.
Well, they only have one hand free.
For them.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they are the only one that know.
Yeah, the others
are the only ones that know. That's true.
So then we cut back to the fight scene.
Can we go back? So
yes.
First thing is, when they exploded the detonators, there was definitely one of the Quantrons that was not hit by the blast, but he just like threw himself over anyway. So the other thing is,
you know, solidarity.
He doesn't want to seem like he wasn't doing any work, you know?
Right. He just wanted the day off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so TJ and Cassie, the thing they're hanging over, it's stairs. And the next level of stairs is just like a couple of feet below their legs. Like they could just like go down to the next level and swing their legs in and they would be fine.
They could do a spy move.
They could.
I also feel like they could let go and morph and they would land fine because they jump out of Zords all the time.
Yeah, jumping and landing is one of their powers.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like even if the morphing hadn't come back online yet, it's like, okay, a 10-year-old could get down to the next level fine.
Well, the drama, though, Raven. It's for the drama.
Okay.
Back in the fight, Carlos gets just knocked down immediately. A Vaxxacker just knocks him down. And then Andros is very angry and very sweaty. It seems like it's very hot today.
All of them are very sweaty. Because when TJ and Cassie come running up later, like TJ's arms are just glistening.
Yeah, I think maybe the sweat is actually where all the budget for this episode went.
See, I think this is sweat the hard way. I think this is real sweat.
This
it
is
seems
just
like
under the sun for a few hours.
It's just like 90 degrees out, and they're running around doing fights and stuff. So Andros does he hits number one, and he goes to punch Vaxxacker, who grabs his hand and flips him over and just
pivots him,
punks him, and then he lands like near Sylvie, who
she did. Come walking back. I think it was on the first time we came back to this fight. We do see her like around the corner of a building and hide in a bush.
Yeah. So he lands next to her, and she doesn't seem like he sees her.
He definitely does not.
But then she just like very cash, just like boop, and hits number three. Just like
he jumps up and like looks at her like, "What have you done?"
Just like, "Hey, you weenie, you have a superpower here. Just do it."
Oh, I love that so much. It's like, well, if you won't do it, boop, boop.
Right. Well, she knows that thing is not just number three. It's the Rob Liefeld button.
Oh, boy, is it. So, guys, for about 3.5 years now, We've been talking about the muscle butt suit, and here it is.
Finally.
Finally. Well, what a payoff. So he's like convulsing because like all this power.
So much power. So much power. She hit the most power button.
So all of his muscles are expanding, except maybe it's just plate mail that's shaped like muscles.
I think it's just the suit.
I thought it flies onto him. I mean, later it flies off of him. So
it flies off, but I don't remember it flying on because I was just so excited about the muscle butt.
You were just waiting for that butt.
Because he turns around and his wings are going because he has big giant wings. It's like, oh, look, the wings are on. But it's literally just like the center of the TV is just a like perfectly sculpted butt. And it's like so good.
Somebody's job was to just carve this fine ass into this suit.
Like they were like, when they made this, they're like, all right, so all of his muscles are super good now. Like he's got like a million abs. His pecs are outrageous. He's got big old waffle arms. Like, and they're like, and the butt, and they're like, whatever you want to do. And they're like, oh,
I'm gonna carve the tightest butt you ever saw.
And they did, and it's great. I love when people are good at their job, and whoever made this suit was very good at their job.
The wings are just too big.
Yeah.
They are. So this, I think, is the first instance of any kind of, like, muscle suit in, like, the whole Power Rangers Super Sentai continuum.
Yeah,
but it is. This is, I think, exclusively a Power Rangers thing.
No, it's in,
is it?
Yeah, they're in Sentai, too, yeah.
Well, this suit.
This muscle butt suit?
This suit is U.S. exclusive.
Okay. And then did Sentai just, like, take the idea from this?
I don't know if they took
what
it from
what if Red Rangers were the most important?
Right. Well, so the next one I know of is in Magi Ranger. The Green Ranger, who is, like, the bull, has, like, a muscle suit. And I have to give them Saban credit here. This muscle suit is, like, sculpted. All the Japanese muscle suits I've seen are, like, Party City foam muscle suit.
The next one that I know is in Time Force, and it's not super muscly, but it does have aggressive inline skates, so kind of makes up for it there.
See, I'm just looking at like the whole muscly thing, and like so they in Magi Ranger they had one, and then last year's Sentai Juoja. The Red Ranger was normally an eagle, had a gorilla mode, and the muscle suit for that is just as bad. So,
well, I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, but then he gets a third mode where he's a whale, and oh my god, that suit is the best.
That sounds crazy. I love modes, so I'm very sold on Juhosier.
Juhosier.
We'll never be able to.
Juhosier.
TJ and Cassie, they're so sweaty and their hands are so slick with sweat that they just slip right off this banister. And so they're just falling. And I guess they either A, fall slower, or B, is a very tall building. Because Anders has time to fly from a football field away and like swing by and grab them. With his ridiculous wings.
They're too big. They look silly.
He has a windshield. It is.
He does. It's amazing. I love it so much. It's this big. It reminds me of like in like older Legos, like in like early 90s Lego sets.
The cockpit lid.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh
like
my
little,
God.
You like click it in and it would just go up and down, but it was like this blue, basically opaque thing. And it's like, Anders is like using it as a like a tracking finder to like line up his shot. And I was like, you can't see through that.
No, it's a computer.
Oh, I love it. I love the muscle butt suit
so
much.
It's like they gave him a mech, but forgot to give him everything but the head and back pieces.
Well, it's a mech plus Bane Venom. So then, this is one of my favorite quiet moments. He lands with Cassie and TJ, and Ashley comes running up, and she is dripping with sweat. Like, she just fought off, like, 86 Quantons by herself. I was like, hey, where were you guys? But the Vax Snacker starts running towards the Rangers, and Carlos just like slide tackles him. Just,
yeah.
Like, he just sweeps the leg. And then when he gets over there, he's like, hey, idiots, the monster is still here. What are you doing? Pay attention.
All of this would have been a great time for TJ or Cassie to just say they can morph now.
Well, they do in a second, but not before Vax Snacker goes to blast him, and Andros calls up a shield that like spins out of his belly button or whatever. And I don't know how he knows how to do this if he's never used this before.
Right. It's like he's scared to use button Power 3 because he doesn't know what it does, but then he does.
Well, as soon as he's in it, it's just second nature to him like, now.
I hate that rule. I hate that rule so much.
I mean, maybe it actually sends like wires into his brain.
Maybe. I mean, like it definitely put muscles in his butt, so
I could do anything.
Who knows what this thing can do?
Also, the shield looks like a Sonic 1 Chaos Emerald. So
it does. It very much does.
Bonus points.
Yeah. So they the others morph, and then Andros, Raymond, have you played any of Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild?
I have not. I don't own either a Wii U or a Switch. I've watched a lot of gameplay online, and I should not buy one, but I am so tempted to because
it's a very good game. I love it. But
yeah,
the reason I bring this up is that Andros has Magnesis. Like, yeah. He just grabs four Quantron's Q blades or whatever and just brings them up in the air and throws them into the ground.
Is it Magnus, though? Are the Quantron's not metal then?
Who knows? We don't know what's in a Quantron.
But the armor should be metal, right?
Or it's space rocks and it's super light. We don't know. We'll never
know.
It's
just a non-magnetic space alloy.
Well, what I thought was this was just Andros's telekinesis, but magnified.
Oh, that makes
sense.
That
could be.
That actually makes more sense than him having a Sheikah Slate.
That does. Also, he just drops him in the ground in front of the Quantrons, who could have just got him.
That would have been great. like, thanks. That was a little inconvenient, but
now we're just right back where we started. Good job.
Maybe it's like in Breath of the Wild, when you throw the weapon, it gets weaker, and then they might break.
Right. If you use it once, it'll shatter. Right,
everything is just a wet piece of paper.
Yeah. Andros is like just, I guess, done with this fight. So he takes to the skies like a majestic, muscle-butted eagle.
This is the CG I was talking about earlier, where this is all the budget is they had to just model a 3D version of Andros and then not move him around the screen, but he doesn't move at all. So he's in the static pose as he flies around.
I mean, look, they can only do so much. It looks like they took a model from a PlayStation 1 game and was like, don't do anything with it. Just give us the model. We'll like pose him flying, and we got it from there. So he does this like fly around, and he locks on through his big old Lego windshield and like shoots two missiles. And like that, it just seems like a weird way to end it.
Did he have the weird purple thing on his hand already? Because that thing was weird.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He did. That's what he used. That's why I thought he like magnesis them, because that's had on when he did the thing. It looks like the least effective weapon ever. It's like three blades coming out of the sides, like, and top.
Yeah, and the blades don't reach past your fist, so you have to be super close range.
Yeah, so weird.
Right. Also, did the other Rangers do anything after they morphed? I'm pretty sure they stood around and watched.
They called the Zords.
No, well, I think they were fighting
Quantrons?
Quantrons, or maybe Vax Snacker while he was showing off his sweet new powers. I don't really remember. Maybe they weren't.
I don't think they were doing much. They might have just been doing background fighting.
Yeah.
That's kind of the go-to. Well, we don't have anything for them. Give them some mooks to kick.
So he destroys Vax Snacker with missiles. And I love this because it's this very weird thing that what I thought gave him magnet powers maybe just amplifies the telekinesis, and it's got this like magic Chaos Emerald shield, and it kills you with missiles, though.
It has every power and missiles.
It's pretty great.
And you do get like a really quick like Spider-Man 1 Green Goblin moment.
Yeah.
Right before Vax Snacker blows up.
On to you too, Sam Raimi. A lot of secret Power Rangers fans in the media. We cut to Astronema for the first time in the episode, and she basically reveals her plan of, I'm going to turn all these people into my army. We can't let them get out of Secret City. Fire the saddle lasers. So it grows Vax Snacker, and they call the Zords, and they call Mega Voyager.
Oh, I think this was before this, when he takes the muscle butt suit off.
Yeah.
His helmet comes off, and there's an identical helmet underneath.
Yes.
The old Mil Mascaras.
Yes. Because he's like, power down. And what he means is no more muscle butt suit. Yeah. So, like, all of, like, the chest comes off and the butt comes off, presumably, and, like, the super big thighs.
No, he
and
keeps
arms.
The butt.
Keeps the butt. Look.
No, I'm getting rid of that.
Can't blame you.
When Ashley runs up and sees him in the muscle suit, for a second, she's like, oh, hello.
She's like, whew.
She wasn't sweaty when she got there.
I saw a guy at the gym last night with a butt that actually looked like that, so I can understand.
Yeah, right? Like, it's you know, sometimes you see a good butt and you're just taken aback, and I can't blame Ashley one bit. But all of the parts of the muscle butt suit comes off, including the helmet, but yeah, there's just the exact same size helmet. Oh, it's so great. Astronomer does the, here's my plan, fire the satellite laser. So it grows, they get in their Zords, and they fight, and basically here's how the fight goes. They punch him 3 times, they blast him with their chest laser, and then they V3 him, like, in rapid succession. like Vaxacker doesn't get a word in edgewise. Any thoughts on the Zord fight, Raymond?
It's a Zord fight.
It's a Zord fight.
The Zords are not the strongest part of this season, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely not. There's more stuff than in season 2, but that's, you know, a low bar to clear. Also, before they called the Zords, Sylvie came over and was like, hey, Andros, you're welcome. And he's like, oh, yeah, thanks for giving me a muscle butt suit. And then they, like, get her out of the way. And I just like that she's, like, taking credit for it. I like Sylvie a lot. Yeah, she did it. She's the reason the Power Rangers aren't dead right now. Congratulations.
Andros is too scared. Didn't want to be too strong.
Sometimes you get too swole too quick and you just don't know how to handle it. I mean, I don't know what that would be like, but I can imagine it being pretty bad. There's like this big tower in the Zord footage, and they're like,
secret control tower.
And they're like, that's got to be the tower. I don't know what that means.
I think they say the headquarters for
something like that. Yeah.
That might be the building that the Quantrons had all the people in when Clippy ran in and was like, you three with me.
But it looks like they were going to destroy it, so that's why I didn't see it that way. Because it looks like they were like, if we destroy this secret city, we'll stop being so secret.
Maybe.
But then Astronema is like, no, nope, not going to let this happen.
And teleports the city?
And it warps away under them in that, like, wobble that the Psycho Rangers do.
It looks like they literally passed bubble wrap in front of the camera lens.
Yeah, this is how you haven't been watching, but this is whenever you say, like, the psychos warp away, this is what happens. Like, it's this exact thing. It literally is like someone has 3 like plastic cups that they run by real quick, and it just is like, oh, what's going on? And then there's no city there. You know, the Zord's still there, but the city was teleported out from under them.
Right,
that's the secret.
And then we go back to Astronema, and she's like, oh, do you think I was going to let you win that easy? Think again, Rangers. And she hits Rangers really hard, and I kind of like that. But she's like, they can't hear her. they don't know.
She can hear them, so maybe she just thinks they can hear her.
Oh, maybe she just doesn't know it's a two-way street. It's one way.
That's weird that she can hear them.
Well, she's part robot now.
That's been
that
way since season 1. So,
yeah, it's always been weird, but I get why it's there. It's just an easy, like, this is why they know where they are.
Yeah, it is a little strange, but...
Oh, my God. I've just been having the episode on in the background, and they have a teeny tiny version of the email icon in the very center of their helmet above the visor.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's where they get their
well, when they,
brain mails.
When they get mail, they just hit it, and it pulls it up on the visor.
Carlos, you have mail now. So the last scene of the episode, we cut back to the abandoned warehouse district where the Psycho Rangers land. Or do they not land? They just fly through the camera.
They have, you know, the bubbles from Ocarina of Time in the Forest Temple? The skulls with fire?
The bowels?
They're just those. They just, like, fly around, and then it ends on Psycho Red, like, we gonna get you.
Yeah, and then that's where it ends. And it's like, hey, Psychos, what? What are you doing? But that is the episode. Raymond, you are our guest, so you get to pick the best first.
I gotta say the best was the Rangers going all Splinter Cell without their powers.
That is pretty awesome. Josh, you started, so I will go next.
Okay.
I'm gonna say the muscle butt suit.
I love a muscle butt suit. I was gonna say something else, but I'm gonna save that for MVP. And so I will also best the muscle butt suit, because, man, I've been waiting
waited so long in the making. It's just so over the top. I love it so much. What is the worst, Raymond?
That very easy jump down to the next staircase that the Rangers get into.
A 2 foot gap, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the worst is that Bulk and Skull get captured, but we don't see them.
I'm also going to say Bulk and Skull showing up just so they can, like, be there for a second.
Because, like, you'd think the reason they show them in the beginning getting captured is because, we like these people. We've seen them three times this season, so we're attached to them. Like, let's follow them, but we don't.
Yeah, I do want to follow this worst up with a, how awesome is it that they just stood right up to that monster,
that is,
though?
That is pretty great.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've actually fought monsters, like, in Zio, they were captured to that arena place, and they, like...
Oh, God, that's so good.
That's true. They have a monument on some alien planet to them.
Speaking of, and I don't know who said it, it might have been you, Raymond, it might have been Dowd, it might have been somebody else, but the guy who plays Tridor, the alien lizard guy that, like, thinks Bulk and Skull are great warriors, that's Koichi Sakamoto.
Oh, no kidding.
Director of this very episode.
I did not know that.
I did not know
that's
that.
That's cool.
So it must not have been you.
Trailer from the Planet Hitch
yep,
is directed this episode.
Yeah, we'll direct a ton of Time Force episodes. And Raymond, who is the MVP?
Oh, man. I mean, I would say Ekliptor, but he was barely in this episode. But
I've given MVPs out for less.
I don't know. You guys go.
I'm going to say Sylvie. I just absolutely loved Sylvie in this episode. And she's the one who hit the button that Anders was too scared to push, which saved TJ and Cassie from plummeting to their deaths. So, like, at the very least, she saved two Power Rangers' lives and then, like, let the rest of the episode and caused the muscle butt suit to happen. So, like, I got to give it to her.
I'm giving it to Ashley.
That's a good pull, too.
Because, like, she has the gun, and it's knocked out of her hands, but she doesn't second guess it at all. She's like, well, I just use these then. Yeah, and starts punching and throwing bows, and it's awesome.
Oh, that was real good. Do you figure one out yet?
I mean, I was kind of leaning towards Sylvie, so I think I'm just going to go with that.
Okay. Any other final thoughts on the episode?
Like I said, I liked this a lot better than I remembered liking most of In Space. So I think the latter part of the season definitely was better. And when I first watched it, I was just remembering a lot of the things I didn't like from the beginning.
Right.
So yeah, I may go back and watch the whole thing again, see if I change my opinion.
If you're gonna do that, there are a couple duds. Don't let them
sour the season
for you.
Don't let a couple of bad apples ruin the bunch.
I will still not watch the Turtles episode, which I skipped in my first time. So
you can skip that one. You can skip the Grandma episode, and you can skip the last one, whatever it was called.
Anders and the Stowaway.
I did not skip the Grandma episode the first time, and I think that might be part of why I was like, "Why?"
That's a straight up Power Rangers Turbo episode.
That's a first half of Turbo episode that they just got around to filming, and it was rough.
Right.
Thank you very much for coming on, Raymond. I had a ton of fun. Where can people find you on the internet?
Basically, you can find me on Twitter at Pants Golem, like a monster made of pants, because that makes sense.
it's a good name.
I don't really do a lot there. Lately, it's been just weird stuff I see around the city, and or I guess it's my gym selfies now.
Nice.
Like, comment, or subscribe if you want to see more gym selfies.
Well, again, thank you very much for coming on. The next episode is the first of a two-parter, I think. I didn't look.
Heck if I know. Is that the end of this one?
Nope.
Was this the beginning of an unofficial two-part? Because we have not solved Secret City.
No, there's an actual two-part. Okay, so there's... Oh, never mind. There's not. I lied to you guys. The next one's called Ghosts in the Machine. So I guess the psycho ghosts come back.
Are they just going to be viruses again?
God, I hope so. get ready for that on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Yeah.
Speaking of Breath of the Wild, this isn't super important, but the first DLC comes out at the end of this month, and there is a Trials of the Sword, which you basically are stripped naked and have to fight your way up through all the trials. Very excited to play those.
I've still only beaten one Divine Beast.
Well, get on it, nerd. I still have to beat it. On Tuesday, I'm going to beat the game because it's my birthday, and so I'm going to do that for me.